King Cove Teat rookies taking on the Dillingham Wolverines. And looks like the T-Jacks will have the possession. A shot is up, missed. And bear with me as we will line up the starters. Kiana Utech, Emily Brandle, Newton, Mack, Gould. Well, one, two, they put too many starters on there. So it's going to take me a while, so just please bear with me. As Dillingham has the ball, we got the first names in the scorebook, so they will go by the first name. As Emily loses the ball in the paint, it's back out to the left wing with a three-point shot on the way by Katarina. Second shot's no good. Number 15, Kendra, puts up the first 2 points of the ball game as we get our Battle of the Bay underway. Some fast moving by the T-Jacks as we have Mack over on the it's going to be a back and forth if King Cove can catch up with it, and they will have a back and forth as Utech was unable to catch up with it. Dillingham player just let it go out of bounds on the end line. Number 23, Emily, coming inbounding it for the Dillingham Wolverines at 7:03 early in the first quarter. Trying to get a lob, but it's not there. A three-pointer on the way is in and out by Kendra. Outlet pass is up to Utech. Utech loses it. Emily will be picking it up down the left side with a left-handed attempt layup, and Emily will go to the line. That is one of the captains for the Dillingham Wolverines. Emily is at the line for a two-shot attempt. Nice rotation on that basket. It's on the ball, and it's 3-0 in favor of the Dillingham Wolverines. Second attempt is just as nice as the first one, and so 4-0, an early lead here for the Dillingham Wolverines. Right wing to Mack. Mack's coming up. Looks like she's got a lot of talent going to the baseline. To the high post, the ball is tipped, controlled by Dillingham, though, and intercepted by the rookies. That is Brandle coming up with it right into the middle of the paint, off the glass and in. Brandle scores for the rookies, and it's a full court pressure, and it's a give and go right up the middle. Emily with it now on the left wing for the Wolverines. Emily pulls out the play, and it looks like it's a man-to-man defense for the rookies. Brittany Gray has it for the Dillingham Wolverines, and she's going to get possibly tied up, taken away by Mack. Mack goes down the right side and ties the game up just like that with a defensive steal. And again, full court pressure by the rookies. Lob pass. If the rookies had turned around, they would have intercepted that pass easily. However, Dillingham, Brittany, has two in the books, and it's 6-0. Tall player number 35, Duarte, for the King Cove rookies, had her back to the ball, and if she would have had her face to the ball, then it would have easily been an interception, but she had her hands up. However, the ball was taken by Dillingham to the other end. So the King Cove rookies have the ball, 6-4 in favor of the Dillingham Wolverines. Mack with it now. Mack with a long shot. They only give her two for that one on that full-size court. Dillingham having trouble getting it in. Again, it's a give and go right up the middle. Emily has it now. Emily down the left side with a nice jumper about 3 foot out. She's got 4 points now, and it was with a left-handed jumper. We'll be able to see Emily from a long distance with those bright colored tennis shoes that she wears. Over to the left side. They'll only give her two for that one by Brandle. It's eight up. And again, Ooh, I think King Cove has got that one worked out. Coming up the middle is Katrina, right side, six-foot jumper, not there. Outlet pass is up to Utech, and she loses it out of bounds. These King Cove rookies, they're out, and they're in good shape. They're full-court pressing from the very onset of the game. And the Dillingham Wolverines took advantage of it. They have someone coming up from the center line to the free throw line, and then the person that inbounds it to the free throw line goes right back, and it's just like a quarterback handoff, basically, giving it to the running back. And they've been able to break that full court pressure a couple times to the baseline and in trouble. But the King Cove rookies tip it away, and Katrina handles it with a shot. Right under the basket. Katrina will go to the line. Brittany had a nice pass into Katrina. Could have actually been a shot, maybe, but King looks like Dillingham might have just a little bit more of an advantage height-wise than the King Cove rookies. First shot by Katrina is good, and it's 9-8. Second shot is on the way, and Katrina didn't think it was this good, so she stepped in, but it did go in. Mack has it now for the rookies. Quickly down to the low post to Utech. Back up to the high post. On the right side goes Mack. She comes up to the top of the circle, down the right, left side, loses control, picks it up, gives it to Gould. Gould over to, that's number 15, Newton, and they only give her 2 point. Emily coming out now for the Wolverines. Down the left side, pulls it up, gives it up to Brittany. Back to Emily with a left shot. Handed shot, not there. Rebound by Emily and Utech of the rookies. KSDP in Sandpoint is bringing you King Cove rookie basketball. And we're live here in Naknek on KAKN, as well as the internet streaming. Emily with a long shot, not there, rebounded by Brittany. Brittany, oh, right into the hand of number 15, that's Newton. Newton goes to the baseline, wide open on the left side is Utech, and she's got two, and King Cove rookies taking a nice two-point advantage after they're working really hard there for those points. To the left side, on the wing. Now down to the corner, back up to the wing goes Brittany. Brittany into Kaylee. Kaylee, we have a foul on the play. And scores 12-10 in favor of the King Cove rookies. And Kaylee is at the line. From Dillingham, shots in, 1 point for Kaylee on the day. Into the game comes number 5 from King Cove. That is Christina. Christina's in for the King Cove rookies. Kaylee's second shot is good as well. And so, nice round of points here, 12 apiece now for both teams, halfway, two-thirds way through the first quarter. Emily for Dillingham steals the ball away from number 25, can't get the layup on the right side. Second attempt is not good, and rebound by Newton. Newton gets the ball tipped. Emily tries to save it. Blue ball. White is out of bounds, calls the referee. Imported from out of town. Referee currently doing a fine job. Emily inbounds it over to, my best guess is Kendra. Yes, no, number 25, Brittany. Brittany Dre getting harassed, and King Cove rookie still got this man-to-man defense. Emily, oh boy, that was a close one. Intercept down to Kaylee, low post line, puts it up and in. 4 points for Kaylee. And the rookies come back real quick. Brandle. Oh, Brandle had a nice look at the ball, but as she was looking up, the ball was not in her hand, and it goes out. So a quick four-point turnaround here by the Dillingham Wolverines at 1:41 mark, 12-14. Emily down low post on the right side. In and out is, I'll get that gal's name down here. King Cove handles the loose ball. Kaylee is down there, but it's up and in by number 25, Gould, of the King Cove rookies. Number 15, Kendra. Emily with the ball now for Dillingham. To the right side, down in the post. And nothing but net on that one for Katrina, and she's got five, and it's 17-14. A couple of misfortunes by King Cove. They had a couple of nice, good, fast breaks and not been able to handle it. And Katrina takes it right away, but the loose ball handle comes into Mack. And Mack's got 6 points now for the King Cove rookies. Long court pass. And that, oh, man, that was a good Kendra comes up with it for the Dillingham Wolverines. It was almost intercepted. I mean, the gal had her fingertips on it. Number 11, Utech, had her fingertips on it. A long three is off the back of the rim. No foul on the rebound. Emily's leading the charge, but not going to get that lob pass. And intercepted by Brandle of the rookies. Coming this way real fast. Brandle with a five-foot jumper stuffed. And the ball is held by Brandle and Katrina of Dillingham. Tall gal for Dillingham, as well as Kylie, is in there as well. And as soon as we get a moment here between quarters, King Cove's got 5 seconds left. His ball is up, shot, no good. Into the hands of Kendra. Dillingham will take the last shot, no good. At the end of the first quarter, it's the King Cove rookies, 16, Dillingham 19. We'll be back in a minute.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Tel Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
All right. Happy birthday, Peter Grunholt. In the meantime, we'll be back right now.
ChatAboutJesus.com. Okay, we're back at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. I'm Wesley Foster, and we're going to be bringing you plenty of basketball this afternoon. So we hope you stay tuned and enjoy all of the games. Emily inbound, give and go. Emily right to the low post. Gives it back over to Katrina, and her shot's off the mark. Rebounded by Mack. Mack quickly down to Newton. Newton hits that Newton. No. That's Yetchmenov. Yetchmenov is in the game now, and she gets her first 2 points. And again, Dillingham giving that give and go, and Emily's going to have a free time of it, going right down the middle. I mean, left side, Emily, for the Dillingham Wolverines, has her 6 point of the game. So whoever gets the control of the inbounder, we have a push on the rookies, a offensive push. That's Katrina. we're looking for substitutions coming in. Number 21, Frida, is coming in for the Dillingham Wolverines. And number 44, Katrina, sitting down. And the King Cove rookies are not going to give that full court pressure. That's kept them in the game, basically, in my opinion, right now. But they've also had some let Emily go. Left-handed shot by Emily, and she's going to go to the free throw line now for two. Emily's just picking apart that defense. Someone, whoever's guarding Emily, can't keep up with her as she goes down the left side of the lane, especially that left side, and it is wide open for her to attempt those lay-ins. 21-18, 7:03 mark here in the second quarter. Emily hits her first of two. That will give her 7 points. is the score here at the Battle of the Bay. First game of this long weekend. Emily shots off the... that was a travel if I've ever seen one. Quickly down to the right, left side, and number 25, Gould, is going to go to the free throw line. She was on the left side of that basket, tried to scoop it up with her right hand. She didn't have a good hold on that ball, so I'm sure she did the best she can, but these King Cove rookies coming up, traveling yesterday or maybe even today, have done a fine job against Dillingham as that first one goes in for Gould. Wearing a white headband at the free throw line, 19-22 at the 6:57 mark. Gould trying to cut that lead. King Cove had a two-point lead, and the second one looks just as the first one did, really nice. So King Cove rookies doing the full-court press, and there's another travel right there by Brittany. Brittany, let's see what Brittany's last name is, number 24. It starts with a G, Brittany G. A lot of Brittany's on this team. So we've got Newton or Brandle for the rookies. Right wing going down to the low baseline. Nice dribbling by Brandle, and she's got six now, and she's tied the game up. Kaylee into Emily. Emily's to the right side to Frida. Frida just about moves her pivot foot. Emily's got it going down the right side to the right wing. Emily's wide open, doesn't have anyone near her. And Emily scores her ninth point as Dillingham takes a two-point lead. Newton, now, down the left side. We don't have a foul. Well, there was a call there as Newton. Don't make that Brandle. Goes down that left side. Brandle has six. He was in the act of going down the left side. But they're not going to give her two shots. Dillingham has 16 fouls. Quickly into Max on the left side. And Max got eight. And that should tie it up. And we've got full court pressure. Back into the middle. Up to Frida on the left side across the timeline. Frida going to handle the ball now. Picks up her dribble to the high post. High post shot way off the mark. Rebound is on the floor, and that's Brandle. Brandle's got a wide open man down court, but Dillingham's giving her a lot of pressure. Quickly, timeout by the King Cove rookie head coach, and he wants to keep that lead. It's 25-24 in favor of the King Cove rookies. And I don't have any odd numbers for King Cove in the scorebook, so we will see. King Cove down by the score of 16-19 at the end of the first quarter have come back to take a one-point lead. King Cove has played full court pressure on Dillingham practically this whole game, and it's kept them in the game. However, Emily for the Dillingham Wolverines has 9 points to keep the game close. Okay, it's white ball. We will see who's on the court. Number 20 is Mack. 11 is Utech. They bring the ball down. 25 is Gould. She's still out there. 15 is Newton. And number got to be a low one here. Ball is tipped out of bounds as the rookies are trying to do some fancy quick passing. Mack is still in there. She's leading the scoring for the rookies at 8. And inbound we go. Mack has it. Mack to the free throw line. Loses the ball. Comes up with it is Dillingham. That is number 20. That's Sue. We'll just go by the first name since that's all that's in the scorebook. And we've got a foul on Newton as Sue was going to the line. Sue L. Number 20 for the Dillingham Wolverines. Inbounding it, we have Brittany. Brittany has yet to get the ball. All the players are lined up on that right. They scatter now. Lob pass, not there. Tipped away as Kendra tried to get that lob. And it will go to King Cove. Dillingham sliding back. I should have Kendra's name on some papers. We've seen them play once over here or in the past. Nice lob, bounce pass to the low post. It's put back up by Duarte, and she's got her first 2 points of the game. It's 27-24. Oh, nice intercept by King Cove. Down on the baseline goes Newton, and Newton is fouled in the act of shooting. The substitutions that have come off the bench for the Dillingham Wolverines haven't been able to cover this full court pressure that the King Cove rookies have thrown at them. And the only person that has taken a breather is Brandle of the rookies. Other than that, we've got the starters in there. Mack, make that Newton shot is off the left side. Duarte is also in there along with Utech. Gould is still on the floor. Second shot by Newton is good, and she's got three, and the King Cove rookies have got a four-point advantage now over Dillingham. Full court pressure again, and we finally get it across the court on the left side. Sue gets tripped by Mack, and six team fouls now by the King Cove rookies, 17 fouls by the Dillingham Wolverines. So whoever is going to be making the fouls will be at the free throw line. Sue gets the ball tipped. Sue now to the left side, and we had a couple of backpedaling Dillingham players, and Gould was almost intercepting that down low. The shot's not going to go up, but is fouled by Duarte. And Kaylee for the Dillingham, who made that, Katrina, is going to the free throw line for two shots. Goes in the first one. She's got six on the game. It's 25-28. 3-point advantage for the King Cove rookies. Second shot is on the mark as well. She's got seven. 4:18 here in the second quarter. It is 28-26. King Cove was down by three at the first quarter mark, 16-19. So both teams doing a very good job of scoring here. Mack has it. Mack to the free throw line. Back pedals. Puts a three in and out. Rebound by Utech. She loses it, though. Kendra comes up with it. She gives it over to Brittany. Brittany on the left side. Brittany number 25. Over to Sue. Sue's on the right wing. Looks at a three. Not there. Bounce pass inside. Intercepted by Christine. But the coach says keep on trying. She must have traveled with a ball or something because it's a turnover back to the Dillingham Wolverine. Substitution back into the game, we have Emily, number 23, with 9 points. We will get the last names here before the end of the tournament. Bounce pass is into Kendra, and again, Christine with some good defense trying to get that tip, but she gets a personal foul instead, and Kendra for the Dillingham Wolverines. Kendra Kay is going to be at the free throw line. She's got 4 points, all of them in the first quarter. Shot is good. She's got 5 now, and it's 26-28. Again, King Cove putting up 12 points to Dillingham's 8 here in the second quarter, and it's just been a fast-paced ball game by the King Cove rookies. Kendra's second shot is good. It's 6 for her. Right side to Newton, down into the low post with a shot by Gould, and she'll go to the free throw line. Now, if Gould has a gold headband on, that would be an easier way to remember, but instead Gould has a white headband. White gold, white Gould. Gould is at the free throw line. She's got 4, and it's off the back of the rim. She has 2 at the free throw line and 4 altogether in the game. It is 28 apiece by the 3:27 mark, and Gould trying to give a lead to King Cove. Emily comes down with the rebound. Emily, boy, Dillingham had a wide open, and we've got the ball going out of bounds to Dillingham now, as Gould was over there as well. Kendra is in there along with Kylie, Emily. Is that Sue? No, that is Brittany in there for the Dillingham Wolverines as well. And to the left side, Mack with a shot. Back up hard is Kendra. And again, Brittany tries to put it up. Not there. Ball is finally on the floor. We get a still loose ball. We got a little pushing going on. And number 50, that's Yetchmenov, throws it out of bounds. Well, she must have been stepping on the line, as it is Dillingham's ball. 28 apiece at the 3-minute mark. Emily has the ball, inbounding it up to the left wing. Emily in the left corner for 3, and I thought she was stepping on the line, but the referee will give her 3, and she's got 12 on the game. Quickly down the right side, back up to the right post, right high post, wide open, number 20, she's off the mark. That was Mack, and Dillingham's got the ball, picked up by Kylie. Emily's got it on the right post to the right baseline, and she can't get the shot off as Utech was right there, standing her ground on that low post right side. Emily didn't want to have an offensive foul, so Mack's got control of it now. Gould on the right wing. Gould gets a, and she didn't turn the right way, or it would have been a very nice shot. Ball is going to be off of Utech's fingers as Mack shot that one, and it didn't even hit the rim. It was way off the mark. Christine will sit down, and Newton back in the game for the King Cove rookies. And it's a 3-point lead by the Dillingham Wolverines, 28-31. At the 2:02 mark. Battle of the Bay, starting off with a bang. Here as the King Cove rookies take on the Dillingham Wolverines. Swatted, taking it right out of her hand is Yetchmenov. Yetchmenov trying to get it to center. Over to Gould. Gould shot off the mark. Rebound put up and in by Mack, and she's got 10, and it's 30-31. Full court pressure. We've got a free safety back there, but 5 seconds. Emily couldn't get it away. King Cove has that hot defense, and I mean, it is hot right now. Yetchmenov sits down. Dwart back into the game for the King Cove rookies. Ball is in play by the rookies to the free throw line. Gould has it, trying to get a couple of picks. Pulls up her dribble, gives it to Mack. Mack over to Brandle. Brandle on the right wing. She gets the pick. Brandle just can't keep that ball. She's going to have a personal foul, too, on Brandle. And that's going to be a one-and-one situation at the 116 mark. Brandle's first personal foul. So she's got to give. She's got a few to give, but still not a good way to play defense with your arms. Kendra, number 15, is at the free throw line. She makes it good. She's got 7. 3 here in the second quarter. Kendra's second attempt. They've got a 2-point lead now. It's going to stay at 2 as Gould comes up with a loose one. Gould way into the corner, and it is too high for Dewart. Trying to get that quick bucket. Gould was trying to get it to Dewart. Utech was down there helping. Emily now controls it for Dillingham. She goes to the low post, puts up a left-handed shot, not there. Rebound by Dillingham. Second attempt goes in by Katrina, number 44. She's got 9 on the game. And 45 seconds left on the clock. Gould with a jumper from the right high post, not there. Rebound by Dillingham. Brittany will take it. Brittany's got no defense, so she goes up on the left side. Utech out quickly to Mack. Mack is 2-on-2. She's going to take a jumper from the low post. Mack gets her own rebound. Gould has it on the right corner. Gould going to give it up to Mack. Mack's got 20 seconds. Newton has the ball out between the circle. Advancing now gives it to Gould. Gould over to Mack. Mack gets the bounce pass to Dewart into the middle with a left-handed attempt. And just before the buzzer goes off, we've got a foul on Katrina. Katrina with 9 points and no opportunity for Dewart here to tie it up. They might go into the halftime with a 2-point deficit if Dewart hits both of them. Nice. Dewart kind of favors the right side of that free throw line, and she shoots with her left hand. Still bouncing, shots on the way. Nice rotation, and Dewart's got 4 points and a 2-point advantage now by the Dillingham Wolverines. Emily, having trouble getting it in, gives it over to Kylie. Kylie back to Emily. Emily with a shot, not there. And 0.2 seconds left on the clock. And Dillingham will keep it. Emily had it, and there was a King Cove rookie that tipped it. So the referee's discussing. 0.2 seconds left on the clock. And Emily lobs it, and a shot. They're not going to count that shot at the buzzer. It was a nice one. I mean, she had to catch the ball and come down with it. So at the end of the first half, we have the King Cove rookies, 32, and I have got to get my timer here going here. We will run down the scoring right after we take a look at our halftime sponsors. Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Bristol Bay Telephone, King Flying Service, Heart of the Shire, Tolchina Fisheries, Naknek Community Chapel are all fine sponsors, along with Penn Air, as we have a halftime score of 32-34 in favor of the Dillingham Wolverines. Of course, unofficial, 7 points by Kendra, number 15, 12 by Emily, number 23, 25, Brittany has 2 points. Kylie has 4 points. Katrina, number 44, has 9 points. That's for the Dillingham Wolverines. Looking at the King Cove rookies, and boy, they have been moving up and down the court all morning long. 2 by Utech, 5, make that 6 by Brandle. Newton with 3 points. back with 20, Gould with 4, Dwart has 4, and Ichmenev having 2 points. Again, unofficial King Cove trails the Dillingham Wolverine by a score of 32-34. Okay, the King Cove rookies doing a very fine job with that full court pressure. Dillingham has been able to break it, though. The scenario is that Dillingham spreads it wide as Emily passes it in. Someone from the center circle moves up to the free throw line and grabs the pass. Emily then goes right by the person getting the ball at the free throw line, and I cannot count on one hand how many times Emily has taken the ball all the way to the bucket. So that's how Dillingham has been breaking that full court pressure. However, on the offensive side for Dillingham, when they do have the ball, they are not able to keep the ball, or make a couple of buckets with it. So Dillingham has not broken that press per se, but have done a fine job keeping the lead nonetheless throughout this first half. 32-34 is the halftime score. The King Cove rookies trail Dillingham by 2 points. And we will take a 5-minute break and be back with second half action in 5 minutes.
Okay. Wesley over at KKN bringing you live rookies coverage. We'll have Tundra Jacks here in just a bit. The schedule for the day is, grabbed the wrong paper. It's posted at apradio.org. We will have as much coverage as KKN can bring us. In the meantime, we will stick with today's. We have game one that's going on right now. King Cove girls versus Dillingham. And then at 5 o'clock, we will have King Cove T-Jacks facing off against Dillingham again. And then 6:30, we'll have Bristol Bay Angels facing off against the Sandpoint Boys. The Gentlemen Eagles at 6:30 p.m. At 8 p.m. tonight, we will have Bristol Bay Angels facing off against the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. We'll have coverage of all that courtesy of KKN in Naknek. And keep it tuned. We will know how much broadcasting coverage we got tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have it all. As always, apradio.org, 8:30 on your AM dial, 88.1 FM on the repeater over in King Cove.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com. This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.alutecorp.com for more details.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Wide open behind these four walls, hoping you come. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all. Baby, baby, I feel crazy. Up all night, and every day. Give me something, but you say nothing. What is happening?
Live coverage of the Battle of the Bay here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium, live on KAKN and repeated down there with permission on KSDP in Sandpoint. Okay, we've got a lot of things going off here. This is a one-man show, and it is quite interesting, to say the least, to do this all by oneself. Halftime score is 32-34 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. And I tell you what, these King Cove Rookies are a bunch of scrappy little girls. And they have got some fast hands, even faster hands than some of the Dillingham Wolverines. And I'm thinking they got fast hands too, nonetheless. But King Cove coming away with some steals. King Cove doing a fine job moving the ball, getting some open shots, have stayed in the game. They actually at one point in time had a three-point advantage, but the Dillingham Wolverines are just as scrappy. And I tell you what, this gal from Dillingham, Emily, who's got 12 points, is doing a lot of shooting and a lot of moving the ball for the Wolverines. A lot of left-handed layups. She doesn't look comfortable on that left-handed side as well as she does on the right-handed side, so we'll see how she does this afternoon in the second half of the game. Okay, my apologies. Coming down with a little bit of a head cold as well in the last couple of days, and how do you like that? 8 minutes on the clock as we start the third quarter, 32-34. High score for the Dillingham Wolverines has been Emily. Katrina, number 44, with 9 points. Mac has 10 points for the King Cove Rookies. And King Cove will start the second. Make note. Dillingham will start the second half with the ball. Emily is in there as well as Brittany, number 44. Katrina is in there. Kylie is in there along with Kendra, and again, a give and go to Emily is not as successful as before. Newton is in there along with Mac, Gould, Dwart, and Utech are the two big persons, and we've got a dribble off of Brittany's feet, so it will be Dillingham ball. Frida coming back in for the Wolverines, and Kylie sitting down. 32-34 as we begin the third quarter here of the first game here in the Battle of the Bay. Mac has it down the right side. bounces it off her leg, and Gould with a shot, not there. Rebound by Katrina. Katrina gives it up to Emily. Emily on the left side. Man-to-man defense. The Dillingham make that the King Cove rookies are playing. Gould has Frieda over there. Frieda had a pick, but she picked up a dribble instead. Kendra down in the right corner with a three-point off the glass. Kendra with the rebound. Kendra made that Frieda with a rebound. It was Kendra that shot, and it will be Dillingham ball as Frieda really scrapped for that first and second attempt there. Dillingham has the ball. Kendra, right, left wing, make that. Frieda over to Emily. Emily with a wide open shot. 3 points by Emily. You don't give her that much time. Wide open, and it will be 32 to Utech under the basket. Nice turnaround to the left side, and Utech has her 4th point of the game. Full court pressure as Emily lobs it. Dort, that's what Dort had to do last time. Mack has it on the right side, up and in. Mack with her 12th point of the game, and it's 36-37. Emily having a tough time bringing it in. Kendra has the ball. Kendra down the right sideline, pulls up, gives it over to Frieda. Frieda, that should have been a double dribble. He dribbled it once, had to pick it up. Emily over to Brittany on the left side. Bounce pass into Frieda, and Frieda whacks Gould on the arm as it was more of a frustration foul as Gould stepped in front of Frieda as Emily was trying to give her that pass. 36-37, 6:02 mark. Opportunity for the King Cove rookies to get into the lead. King Cove bringing up 8 ladies. Over to the right side, Utech has a lot of Wolverines around her. Mack, back to the free throw line down the right side, and the ball will have no chance of getting there as Mack was held by, someone with a 15. Kendra's, no, that's 25. 25 for Dillingham is Brittany. Mack's first shot is up and good, and Brittany has 2 personal fouls for the Dillingham Wolverine. Tied at 37. We've got a ball game no matter how you look at it so far. And Mack's second shot gives the rookies a 1-point lead. Emily inbounding. Dort now confronts, and the referee is going to give it to Dillingham. Dort is just giving Katrina, number 44, all types of fits, and she's the one who comes up. Kendra, made to Emily now, gets the ball as Brittany. Frieda has the ball down the right side to the right wing. She pulls up her dribble, gives it to Emily. Emily's got Gould on her. Brittany now has it down the left side, back up to Frieda. Bounce passes to Emily for a 3, and she hits it. Boy, looks like she puts a lot of effort into that one, but nonetheless, 38-40. Dillingham now has a 2-point advantage. Mack, Newton looked at a 3. Brittany, Newton still tips it out to Gould. Right open is Utech, and Utech went the back door right behind Kendra, and she was wide open, and the coach over there says that was a beautiful play if Utech had kept her hands on it. But nonetheless, turnover to Dillingham. They've got the lead, 38-40. Kendra's tip controlled by Dort. Outlet pass up to Newton. It's 3-on-2. Newton's going to take it. She's going to be a little short. Emily with the rebound. Emily quickly down the far sideline at the midcourt. Pulls up the dribble over to Frieda. Frieda going to dribble in. 8-foot shot off the mark. Rebound by Dort. Dort looks for the outlet. Dort can't get it, and Frieda's going to foul her. 38-40 at the 4:35 mark. King Cove looking to tie the game up here. And it is going to not be a shooting foul, but Frieda with 3 personal fouls now. Mack with the ball handling to the right side. Oh, picks up the dribble. Newton looks. She's got a little bit of a pick. backpedals a little bit, do it between the circles, give hands off to Mack, Mack to Dewart. Dewart is traveling with that one. One thing I've learned, that the best thing you can do when you catch the ball is be in the air. That way, when you come down, you have either foot as a pivot. So if you're in learning how to play basketball, always try that little trick. Mack going up against Brittany with a left-handed shot to the left side. Brittany wins that one. She's got 4 points, as it is a four-point possession now for Dillingham. Mack picks up the ball. Gould back to Mack. Mack behind the back dribbling through the legs. Mack still has it up at the top of the circle. Gould. Gould looking to Utech. Kylie is on Utech. Gives it over to rebound on the shot by Newton. Ball is still on the floor. Emily picks it up. She has the disadvantage as it's 4-on-1. Emily has it now for the Dillingham Wolverines. Frida over there. Newton catches up with her. Kylie into the middle with a tough shot. Can't get it to go. Gould with the rebound. Frida's got some defense on her. Gould coming up the left side. Gould gives it to Mack. Can't keep the ball in play. That was a good backdoor to Mack, but the ball was just a little bit too far in front of her. So possession to Brittany of the Dillingham Wolverines on the left side. Make that bounce pass to Kylie now. Kylie with an attempt and good. Kylie has her 6 point of the game. And it is now a 6 point advantage. Mack right up the middle with a 5 foot shot. Good. Right up the middle goes Emack. She's got 16. Brittany still got the dribble going as full court pressure breaks down for the rookies. She's giving her the right side, make that the left side. Emily's got it now between the circles. Gould, Emily's going to take a three. Yes, she has got to be hot right now. 21 points for Emily. Mack. Mack's got the dribble going down the right left side, and Mack does not roll in. Into the corner it goes, and it will be given to White. I don't care how much pressure you put on Emily right now of the Dillingham Wolverines. She is just burning the barn down. 47-40 now. Emily with 21 big points. 1:57 here left in the third. 40-47 as we start this Battle of the Bay. And Dewart, she's got to put that ball down or she's got to remember which foot she leaves it. The referee's going to clue her in. She's a scrapper. Brittany, left side, left wing, going into the middle. Passes off. Oh, Dewart keeps the points from going into the books as Dewart fouls Katrina with 9 points, is going to the line. 40-47 at the 1:43 mark. Listening to live coverage of Battle of the Bay. Our first one, game of the tournament, is almost like the championship game, except there's half the crowd. First shot by Katrina goes in. She's got 10 points. First point of the second half for Katrina. Referee has a timeout. He's the one who blew the whistles over at the scorebooks and calls the other referee over to discuss the situation. Dillingham coach is right there listening in. At the line is Katrina. First shot's good. Second shot's good. He's got 11. Both of them in, two more in the second half. Quick shot. Off the mark. Rebounds on the floor. Kylie with the pickup. She's going down the right side. Oh, no. Dagger called traveling on her as that one dribble was just a little bit too high. And she decided to make her mind up. You can see it in her face. she's going to make her mind up by coming back to the middle, and she just bounced it up a little bit too high, and she travels. Matt gets a pick with a shot. Kylie with the rebound. Emily with the outlet. Emily down the right side. Emily going to take it all the way to the bucket. Not there. Rebound by Frieda. Second attempt is off the mark. Emily's shot's a little bit too high as well. And we've got a foul on Frieda over the back as Yechmenev, the smallest gal on the floor, is had a good position on Frieda. And Frida's going to sit down, and Sue comes back into the game. Emily tells Sue that she's got to pick up Yechmenev. And Dillingham, I don't think, has really pressured the inbound pass all morning or all afternoon long. Matt gets a pick. Ooh. One coach calls a travel, and the other one calls a timeout, and we have the referees calling a jump ball. And the coach from Dillingham is still over there talking with the referees. The referees are giving very fine visual aid. And so the ball will be, I believe, in the possession of King Cove, as it was called a jump ball. So I don't think maybe they gave it a timeout to King Cove as well. Newton, Mack, Gould, Yechmenev, and Dwart are on the floor for the King Cove rookies. For Dillingham, we have Brittany. Sue is out there along with Kylie. Katrina's out there. Lob pass to Dwart. Whoa, way over. And Newton better pick it up, or Emily's got a free line to the bucket, and it will be an over and back. Dwart probably might be in her freshman year of rookie year of playing basketball, or maybe her second year. Shot is off the mark by Katrina. And she's the last one to touch it as it goes out of bounds. Dwart has good height. However, I think she lacks in the way of experience. Mack has it to the right, left side, and it will go out of bounds. And we have one referee calling it to King Cove. 31.5 seconds, 40 to 49. Dillingham starting to pull it away now in this game with some nice shooting and some tough defense by the Dillingham Wolverines, some fine shooting by Emily. She's had three-pointers here in the third quarter alone. Dwart is coming out. Utech is coming back in for the King Cove rookies. Gould has the ball. Mack inbounds it. Quickly to the right side goes Mack. Behind the back, dribble, long, quite off the mark by Newton. He'll make that Brandle, who is in the game. Brandle, Mack, Yechmenev, Gould, and Utech in the game for the King Cove rookies. And a long 13 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Looks like Dillingham's going to wind it down. She's got seven. At the high post, we have a shot by Katrina, number 44, and she's got 13 on the game and an 11-point advantage as the end of the third quarter is 40 to 51. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see who we can say hello to.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sand Point at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
that should have said thank you to GCI.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
Scoring for the Dillingham Wolverines. We've got a shot and a rebound put back up and in by Kylie. She's got 8 on the game. Brandel into the middle, loses control, picked up and controlled by Dillingham. Kylie gave it off to Emily. She's down the right side now to the high post. Katrina down to the left side of the lane, puts up a nice soft floating touch. And 15 points now by Katrina. Back, long three at the top, off the mark, rebound by Utech, and we've got a jump ball called, and it will be to King Cove. Got a couple of stout gals in there underneath the basket for the Dillingham Wolverine, Kylie and Katrina, and so they really put a lot of pressure on that underneath there for against the King Cove. Sue just tips it. It's Menoff with a wild shot. Rebound by Brandel. Brandel puts up a shot. Rebound by Katrina. And Sue comes out with the outlet. Sue is tied up by Newton. Newton is 15. Brandel is 14. Hard to keep those two separated a little bit for a first-time broadcaster of these rookies. They come up once a year, maybe twice, but nonetheless, it's a long plane ride. Brittany has it on the left low post to the top of the key to Sue with a shot, and Sue hits it. Sue's, that's no booing, that's suing. Mac. Brandel hits it. Make that Newton. She's got 5, and it's 42-57. So that's a long road to hole as Emily comes down left side, pulls up the dribble. Brittany. Brittany back to Emily. Emily on the left wing. Brittany now down to the left low post with a left-handed shot. Not there. Kylie with an attempt. Rebound by Gould. Gould up to Mac. Mac quickly to the right high post with a shot. Not there. Tip. Control on the floor. There's going to be a ball handle jump right there. A lot of hands. No room to maneuver. If the ball's on the floor amongst 12 feet, it's going to be tough. Kendra coming back in. Kylie going to sit down. And a new gal into the game. Brittany. That's 15. Dillingham over here. Number 24 is Brittany G. Brittany G is on the floor for the Dillingham Wolverines. Emily picks up a dribble. Brittany now has it on the right side. Brittany G is on the right, lobs it over to Katrina, and Katrina's shot goes in for the Dillingham Wolverines. She's got 17. So we need to look at Katrina, and long shot on the floor, rebound by Dillingham. Brittany G with it. Kendra up to Katrina, and Katrina hits the one on the left side, and the coach for King Cove doesn't have his arms flailing, so when his arms are flailing, it looks like he's got a better control of the game, but right now his arms are at his side, and his girls are down by 19 points, 42-61. Still a long time here in this fourth quarter, 5:21 mark. One of the things that Dillingham has done is control the ball with the fast break. That has really given them a lot of maneuverability, especially since the King Cove rookies have exhausted a lot of their energy up through this third quarter. Being full court pressure on the Dillingham Wolverines through most of that third quarter. So this fourth quarter is paying dividends for the Dillingham Wolverines. third quarter paying dividends in the way of 9 points by Emily. She just came out and started shooting the lights out, burning the barn down. And Dillingham's got a 19-point lead, 42-61. Right side is not going to be there. Into the lane, back out to Mack. Mack's at the top of the free circle with a three off the front of the rim. Into the hands of Emily. Emily with the dribble out. Emily's on the right side now. She's got wide open. She's going to pop it. No, way off the mark. Save. Nope. Not by Katrina. Katrina tried, but not quite there. Katrina only trails Emily by 2 points in the high scoring, so those two gals. Gould quickly down with a scoop shot. Not there. Scoop shot's not working for Brittany with control of it now. Brittany to the high post. Katrina goes around her man with a shot. Not there. Into the hands of Kendra. Kendra shot. Dribbles in. Kendra, number 15. 9 points. Sneakers are not tied well by Brandel, so the referee calls time, and we're going to progress into the game. Inco rookies have it. Left side to Mack. Mack doesn't get any help in the way of picks. Gould has it. Brandel has it now coming around with a running jumper. Not there. Utech. Ball comes out of her hand. Emily controls it now for Dillingham and full court pressure as Gould tries to catch up with her. Again, full court. Well, looks like maybe it might be maybe a zone defense right now for King Cove as they really have it. Come to a standstill very long. Katrina out, Kylie back in, and it will be Dillingham ball. They're all huddling up at the free throw line, and they break. Shot up by Dillingham by number 24, Brittany G. That's her first 2 points of the game. Max quickly down, Utech on the left side, puts it up and in. Right at the low post, Utech has 6 points. And they lose that opportunity. Oh, almost there. Turnover, travel by Brittany G with a long three off the back of the rim. Rebound by Brittany, number 25. Kylie travels with the ball. Are they going to call that a foul on somebody, or is that going to be traveling? Traveling it is. No one getting any call on that. As the ball is in play, Brandel has it out near the center circle. Dillingham playing a man-to-man defense. Mack, right wing, into the lane with a long dribble. Brandel has it into the lane. No foul there as she tried the shot. Loses it. Utech with the control now as the ball. We had almost a personal foul. Utech will take a shot that she shouldn't have. Gould has it. Gould looking for help. Out to Brandel. Got Brandel, Mack, Utech, Duarte, and Gould in there for the rookies. Emily, make that Mack with a long shot. Not there. Rebound by Gould. And she keeps it from going in, but Gould is working way too hard. Way too hard. She works even after the whistle is blown. She needs to conserve the energy. 44-65 at the 2:34 mark. Emily lobs it over to Kylie. Kylie up to Kendra, that is, and her shot goes in. And that's the way you break a full court pressure. Mack quickly down. Mack to the free throw line. Center now goes down to the right post. Try to have a running hook, but Emily is right there for good defense for the Wolverines. 2:17 mark, 44-67. Gould can't get the ball to Duarte in the proper position. Duarte has a tough time getting the pass that is at her feet. And Emily, Frida's coming in. taking a long time as the referees are waiting for the substitute to come in. Frida comes in, and Kylie sits down. Dwart is right there for the intercept. Dwart can't lose it. Gould. Is that a personal foul, or is it just going out of bounds off of Frida? Frida's very fortunate not to have another personal foul assessed to her. Gould inbounds to Mack. Mack on the right side. Pulls back, not a jumper there. Brandel has it. Brandel gets the pick. Nope. Back up to Mack. Over to Gould. Gould will give a pick. Gould to the center. Nope. And it's a... Is that a foul in the act of shooting? Is she going to get two? Or is it... Yes. 2-4. Brittany G. has the foul assessed to her. 2-3. Cool shot is good. He's only got 5. Unofficially. 13 for Dillingham comes in. That is not on my paper. Gene is 13. Second shot, the crowd claps, so we'll give Gould her 6th point of the game. Emily inbounding, lob pass intercepted by Utech with a 15-foot jumper, hits it. Utech with 8. Minute and 45, 48-67. Short timeout by the Dillingham coach as it was getting close. So King Cove rookies have an excellent, I mean excellent, full court pressure. And you've got to understand your position on the floor if you're in the way of offense to know where to go when you have the ball inbounding against this King Cove rookie full court pressure. If you don't have your mind in the game, Emily's going to have a tough time inbounding it. So that is something that the King Cove rookie opponents have to worry about, because this is a fine team from Dillingham that comes over every year. 48-67 at the 1:45 mark. As fast, as hard as these rookies are playing, you'd think it was a much tighter ball game than the scoreboard shows. So we've got two players at the sidelines, at the center line, and Emily's got the full court, lobs it into, looks like Brittany G. Emily has it over to Brittany G with a long three, not there. Ball's last touched, no, controlled by Dillingham, but Mack is there with her hands up to play defense, and she's going to go down the right side with a running jumper. Mack has 18 points for the rookies. Emily still in. And we've got traveling as Jean cannot handle that sideline. She knew she was right there near the sideline. Substitution's coming in. Jean sits down, and Stu comes in. We got Brittany G coming in, and 31 sitting down. That I don't have in my book right now. Dwart, left-handed shot in the middle. Dwart hits it. She's got 6 points, and it's 52-67. Emily having a tough time coming in. Max got defense up there on Brittany G. She's in the corner, gives it to Emily. Emily surprisingly comes out of that one with a shot, and it will be King. Oh, White. Last touched by Dillingham. Again, King Cove is not letting up. The coach for King Cove is not letting his girls up. 50 seconds left here in the game. Mack with a long two off the glass, front of the rim. Rebounded by Frida. Frida is going to dribble it out. Frida's got some trouble on that far side. Pulls up, gives it to Kendra with a long shot. Way off the mark. Emily with it. Brittany G at the top of the circle. Down low post to Sue. Sue's going to pull it out on the right side. Back up to Emily. It's 24 seconds left on the clock. Brandel is up there on Emily. Very tight defense. quickly over to Sue. Sue's going to take a long three off the heel. Rebound into the hands of Brittany G. Dillingham still gets the ball over to Kendra. Low left post. Back up to Brittany G. She's not going to take it. 2 seconds left on the clock. Finally takes the shot. Not there. The scoreboard doesn't show it, but this was a fun game to call. 52-67, and we would like to thank our sponsors before we get to running down the scoring for the both teams. We'd like to thank Delta Western, Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, CNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Knack Knack Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Alan Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Coastal Surveyors, NEA, Tolchina Fisheries, and Penair, all fine sponsors of Battle of the Bay here on KAKN and in KSDP Sandpoint. Again, 52-67 in favor of Dillingham Wolverines over the King Cove Rookies, but the King Cove Rookies gave it all they had, and again, any opponents coming up against the King Cove Rookies have got to know what they're doing, because it looks like the King Cove Rookies have a premium full court pressure. Utech, number 11, had 8 points on the game. Brandel, number 14, 6 points. Newton with 5 points. High scoring for the King Cove Rookies, Mack with 20. 6 points by Gould, 6 points by Dwart. For the Dillingham Wolverines, Kendra had 11 points, 21 by Emily. Brittany Dre, I believe is her last name. Let me see. It's Brittany D, so I'm thinking she's a Dre, if I can remember correctly over all these years. Kylie has 8, 19 points by Katrina, 2 by Sue, and Brittany G has 2 points, unofficially, of course. First game is in the books, Battle of the Bay. Dillingham Wolverines over the King Cove Rookies, 67-52. And for our listeners, I did have a schedule at one point in time. I believe the next game is going to start at 3:30. So we hope you'll just stay tuned. If I had my computer open here, I would tell you. Anyway, I think it starts at 3:30. Onto the court comes the boys team, but it will start. Togiak is coming onto the court.